This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. With the commodity prices being what they are right now, and the cost of doing business where they are, those of you who farm or operate a ranch have your hands full. But if anyone can overcome a challenge, it's the American farmer. And Mystic Lubricants wants you to know, producers, that they want to try to lend a hand with products like JT8. Mystic JT8 synthetic and synthetic blend super heavy-duty engine oils are specially formulated to provide relentless performance and wear protection. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Two of the three judges reported to be Donald Trump's finalists for the U.S. Supreme Court are from here in the heartland of America. Appeals Court Judge Raymond Kethledge is from Michigan. When he vacations in northern Michigan, it's reported the judge works in an office he created in a family barn near Lake Huron. The office has no internet. It has a wood stove for heat and a pine desk for a workspace. Judge Kethledge has spoken publicly about hunting with his son in the wilds of Michigan. He is 51. Also said to be a finalist for the U.S. Supreme Court is Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett from South Bend, Indiana. She's 46 years old. Barrett and her husband, who is an assistant U.S. attorney in northern Indiana, have seven children. From This Week in Agribusiness, it isn't just the grain and livestock sectors that are under pressure because of the tariff war. July milk futures have dropped 12% since Mexico announced on May 31st they'd strike back with tariffs. The price for a barrel of white cheddar cheese, that's 500 pounds of cheese, has hit the lowest level in 9 years. There's more cheese in cold storage in the U.S. now than at any time since they started keeping records back in 1917. Before all of this, the U.S. dairy exports were running at a record level. That was back in April. According to the U.S. Dairy Export Council, nearly a fifth of the milk produced in the United States has to find a home outside of the country. And the dairy exports had been running about double what they were a decade ago. Dave Van Landingen of Rock Island, Illinois, is being hailed as a hero for his rescue efforts night before last. That was when that tree fell on a crowd assembled for the fireworks display at Rock Island, killing two people. Witnesses said Van Landingen, a retiree from county government, rushed in among the leaves trying to find people, then he lifted tree limbs off the victims. Hours after the incident, Van Landingen said, and these were his words now, "Out of tragedy, God always brings some good things. What he brought to us and what was remarkable to me afterward with the amount of hate that allegedly is going on in our country, people were there to help their fellow man. They ran to danger," Van Landingen said. He went on, he said, "It reminds you every day to tell the people you love that you love them. Tell your friends, hey, how are you doing?" Van Landingen said, "I told my wife I love you. We got to do that every day. You don't know when he'll call us," Van Landingen said. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.